Pessoa pergunta, afinal,
Someone is asking,
o que são as novas vias
after all, what are the new supraterrestrial pathways, which is the theme of this study?
São os novos rumos que nós tomaremos.
These are the new pathways we are going to follow after we have made the synthesis of the information we have received. We are the ones who build these pathways. By what we have decided to follow, by that which we have resolved to follow, what we have decided to follow, that becomes our path. A great many of the difficulties that we humans encounter come from our not being aware of this unity of life, of this unity of the cosmos. So if we consciously unify ourselves with this, it can solve any difficulty, because all difficulties stem from the fact that this unification is not happening in a conscious way. Then we should try to perceive the link and the interconnection joining all that to us appears to be separated, because it is an illusion of ours for these things to seem to be separated. We have to learn to see all things interconnected, unified. The sacred Earth is the earth that has this consciousness. The sacred earth consists of all those who have this consciousness. So in this sense, we could already be taking part in the sacred earth if we are developing this awareness. Our external consciousness, our material consciousness, this ability of ours to perceive things, this should be unified with what goes on inwardly. So we have to be careful not to be totally focused outwardly, otherwise we will gradually lose this ability to perceive what happens inwardly. So we have to observe everything that happens on the outside, but not forget to look inside of ourselves to perceive the way things really are. This is an ongoing procedure, and this begins to happen insofar as we practice it, so far as we train it. From then on, our deeper nuclei begin to emit, begin to emanate their energy to our nuclei on the surface. Because our outermost nuclei, the surface of our life, our personality, also has to take part in these things. Because, after all, it is the personality that is active here in the world. So the personality has to take part in these things. And for the personality, this is the one thing necessary. It has to take part in this so that it can know how to decide its direction here, to emanate something that is really higher, that is inner. With due proportion, on its own level, the Earth is doing this same work with the cosmos. The Earth is doing the same work, so we are not doing something that is strange to the Earth. The Earth is doing this same work with its own nucleus. And to do this, the Earth receives a lot of help. The planetary centers have a continual contact with all these cosmic vortices, and they are helping the Earth to do this. So here on Earth, there are these planetary centers, and we know seven of them, because altogether there are 12, but seven have revealed themselves to us. Because right now, seven are sufficient for us to do this work. And as we get to know the non-material energies, these other centers will manifest themselves to us. They will be revealed because they deal more with this non-material aspect. So these centers, which we know, these seven planetary centers, Anuteya, Aurora, Ex, Iberá, Lis Fátima, Mirna Jad, and Miss Litlan. These are immense mirrors that receive and transmit impulses from different areas of the cosmos, from different points in the cosmos. And these mirrors are continually bringing to Earth energies from diverse sidereal regions. So see what a great potential this Earth has. See what is brought together here. So these mirrors of these planetary centers bring clusters of these energies. They transmute these energies. They adapt these energies to the Earth and radiate them here. As for the human kingdom, which is the one we are focusing, in regard to the human kingdom, these planetary centers work together with planets and with constellations. For example, we have the Anuteya Planetary Center. Anuteya works with Mercury and Saturn, and it works with Scorpio and Capricorn. So here we have the planetary center plus the planet and the sign of the zodiac. This information which we have been given is a great contribution towards astrology, because astrology is a science that is being used in a very material way. But astrology is part of the inner healing. It is part of our process of evolution. When it is seen together with the others and not merely as a sign of the zodiac, because the signs of the zodiac also work through planets, and all this is absorbed, transformed, and diffused on Earth through the planetary centers as well. The planetary center Aurora works with Saturn and Neptune, with Sagittarius and with Aries. So if we begin to think about these facts, we are not confined to the astrological sign of the zodiac in which we incarnated, and we do not remain limited to our condition of inhabitants of the planet Earth at this time. And so our consciousness expands, and we can obtain many keys for this unification. Imagine someone who was born under the sign of Sagittarius. This person receives an infinitely greater influence than simply the influence of Sagittarius. There is no need to be limited to Sagittarius, because Sagittarius works with Aries to bring about many things in humanity. And Sagittarius and Aries work with Saturn and Neptune. That may even not be our planets. Forget these conventional astrological signs. Here we need to have an expansion of consciousness, an expansion that is so broad that it becomes impossible to have a material reading of the signs of the zodiac. When you have a material reading of your sign of the zodiac, you limit yourself to matter. And the planetary centers inspire these things so that they may be better understood. The planetary centers transmute these energies. The planetary centers adapt these energies to humanity. However, they adapt them not only to develop life on Earth. The planetary center adapts them in order to introduce us into cosmic vibration. So planetary centers do not simply focus on Sagittarius or Aries to see what one's life will be like. The planetary centers use the energies of these constellations and of these planets to expand us, to broaden us, for us to get free from this material astrology, for us to get free from certain influences of planets. When these planets are not well understood, are not properly filtered, are not well received, they can even form cores of conflict in us, as we know from common astrology. The planetary center, Erx, works with Uranus and Saturn, with Capricorn and Libra. So, to really understand Erx, to work with Erx, to collaborate with the work that Erx is doing on humanity, you would do well to acknowledge this brother Uranus, to know who this brother Saturn is, to know what Capricorn is, what Libra is, in the sense of what they perform together, of what they nurture, of what they stimulate, because then you will really begin to cooperate with all this creation. The planetary center Iberá works with Mercury, with Mars, with Pluto, with Cancer, Scorpio, and Taurus. So for us to get to know Iberá, for us to be much closer to what Iberá signifies, to the work of Iberá, because Iberá has worked with us ever since the beginning of the Earth, if we have this help, this clarity from Mercury, from Mars, from Pluto, from Cancer, from Scorpio, from Taurus, this brings out another kind of relationship with these things. But to go in pursuit of Mercury, Pluto, Capricorn, does not just mean to obtain information. It means to find out how you can cooperate, what direction you need to take to cooperate with these things. Can you see how we get into supraterrestrial life? This is not a voyage. No one is going to come to get you to go to the supraterrestrial levels. You have to get into the work. You have to enter this energy. You have all the elements to do this. You have already been given all the elements because you already know about the seven planetary centers. You already know about the planets that have been revealed. And you already know about the signs of the zodiac that have also been revealed. I say that you know about the planets that have been revealed because there are some planets that influence us and work with us, planets that work with humanity, and they are not known. They are not supposed to be known because they have an energy that humanity should not contact directly. So other planets conceal them. So, for example, the moon conceals a planet. We say it is the moon, but what comes from there is not the moon itself. It's from a planet that is hidden by the moon because it cannot yet contact us directly. So we have an immense job to do in this field, and we have all the elements for this with the help of the planetary centers. LIS, the planetary center LIS Fatima, works with the Moon, with Venus, with Jupiter, with Gemini, and with Virgo. We have Mirnajan that works with Venus and Neptune, with Aquarius and with Pisces. And we have the planetary center Mislitlan that works with the Sun, with Jupiter, with Leo, and with Aquarius. For us to do this work, for us to get into this study, here is an example of what we have been saying. For example, while the planetary center of Mirnajah, we take Mirnajah as an example because it is very close to us, the Mirnajah center works with us on the monadic level and is the doorway for our monads to enter suprahuman existence and develop different processes there. The Mirnajah center draws us closer to divine life but it does not do this alone. Venus, which works with it, helps us in our alignment with our supraconsciousness. Can you see how it is the same work? But it is not carried out only by the planetary centers. It is carried out by the planet. And Venus helps us become aligned with our superconscious so that we can correspond to the cosmic patterns of perfection. So Mirnaja and Venus work together for the same thing, towards the same purpose, but each on its own level, each in its own measure. And Neptune, another planet that works with Mirnaja, Neptune stimulates our higher expressions. So you can see that Mirnaja is opening up the door to superhuman existence, and we need the elements to do this, but we don't have them. Neptune stimulates us to become that higher expression, and Venus gives us the possibility of having a pattern of perfection. It gives us this perfection. Meanwhile, in the same line, Aquarius helps us to open ourselves to what is new. Because how can you enter supraconsciousness if you are not open to what is new? Here we need Aquarius. Here we need the energy of this constellation. And we also need Pisces, because it is Pisces that helps us participate in group spiritual consciousness. You cannot enter the supraterrestrial waves with an individual consciousness without having worked to acquire total dedication to what is necessary. So we need Aquarius, we need Pisces, so that Mirnaja can fulfill that which it is meant to fulfill. This is what we should be studying. On page 165 of the book, The New Astrological Impulse, you will find a small chart which will give you some indications. Then on page 61 of the Esoteric Lexicon, you will find the entry on the planetary centers that will give the essential and basic indications for you to organize yourself and to deepen your understanding of these things. Do you realize that by being dedicated to these things, by being open to these things, do you really realize how relationships here can become fraternal? Do you realize how many things that are humanly impossible are going to happen? Because in dealing with your difficulties, you are not using your own resources. You are not tied up in your own knots. You are not looking for psychological solutions. That would be the same as navel gazing, your mental navel. You need these strategies that are available. You need this grandeur. We need grandeur, but not grandeur in this earthly sense. We need the grandeur of the cosmos, of the teaching. We need this breath of fresh air so that our life here may follow its superhuman path, because I think we are all rather tired of human life. So this human life really has to be transcended, but we are not going to transcend it by navel gazing, nor by gazing into this filthy well that is the subconscious, nor by analyzing the earthly things in us. This is fine for those who do not yet have this yearning for greatness. But when this longing for greatness, when this yearning for the infinite begins to appear, begins to show signs, you need this school. You need this school of the planetary centers, of the planets, of the signs of the zodiac, of all of them working together. and also together with certain very specific entities, very special entities, that are certain constellations or certain great stars to which we can relate whenever we remember them. When we recall their existence, they are already linked to us. In some way, they are connected to some level of our being. And these constellations are energies by means of which aspects of the life of the universe are revealed to us. So we shouldn't have to go on discussing aspects of our human life here. The aspects of our human life should have already vanished. They should have already been transformed and transmuted. Don't waste time on these aspects. Turn to the great cosmic centers. Turn to them telepathically, mentally. And the quality or the qualities of the great lives will be transmitted to you. Andromeda, for example. Andromeda has an energy that revitalizes. Andromeda has an outstanding potentiality to revitalize and redeem. And we have in a well-known hierarchy a messenger from Andromeda, Antuak. He is a messenger from Andromeda. Antuak is a consciousness from Andromeda. This is right within the hierarchy, within the inner hierarchy of the Earth. So, we could not go to Andromeda, but Antuak takes us to Andromeda. Antuak gives us this quality. Antuak is here in our midst to do this, like a bridge. And it is the same way with each member of the hierarchy, the inner hierarchy of the Earth. And even if we do not know their names, the hierarchy are present. So when you aspire to this, these members are present. They are here with us, because this is their task, or rather, this is one of their tasks. Antares, which is the principal star of Scorpio. When you think of Scorpio, remember Antares, because this star is this capacity for us not to deteriorate materially, because you know that matter decomposes, matter decays, matter rusts, matter deteriorates. Antares has the antidote so that matter does not decompose. So on some level, in some plane, there is matter that does not decompose. Does it exist? We don't know of it. For us, all matter degenerates. For us, matter gets old. Have you ever thought of it? What level this is, matter gets old. A person gets old. Just think on what level we are living. When Antares is there, Antares is radiating this capacity for you to be free of senility, for you to be incarnated, for you to be in perishable bodies without becoming senile. Imagine what this could mean if humanity were to use this, if humanity were to know where to obtain this, how to connect to this. Because in our present conditions, we could live for 120 or 130 years. Who lives up to 120, 130 years? One or other little old lady that once in a while we hear about. But very few. A life of 120, 130 years is or should be normal. Now, without becoming senile,
Antares.
Here we have Antares. This is where Antares comes in.
Sozinha, sem ficar senil,
because on its own, matter cannot Antares. Avoid becoming
precisa
senile. It needs Antares. It needs this quality.
Sirius, outra grande estrela,
Sirius,
que dirige o nosso
another
sol,
great star that guides our sun.
Todos os
and this is a part of all levels
então,
of manifestation.
Que temos que
so we know
todos os planos,
that we are supposed to live on all levels,
planos,
that we have to unify all levels,
estar num plano,
that we have to be able to remain
outros,
on one level without forgetting the others, because we have the means to be here on this earthly level and at the same time to be aware of what is happening on the monadic level. We have this possibility to be conscious of what is happening on the spiritual level. This is the work of Sirius. We alone could not do this. We need Sirius for this. We need this great brother of the cosmos.
Pleiades.
Pleiades is the one who is preparing. It is that brother who is preparing to channel the seven rays to Earth and for the Earth to prepare to absorb these seven rays and for us to prepare to live authentically and deeply the energy of the seven rays, we need the Pleiades. We need this energy. We cannot do this alone. Of course, if we have this ideal, if we have this aspiration, the Pleiades hear us. They listen to us. The Pleiades know because they are present, they are omnipresent. We said that we are not referring to physical things, to the physical Pleiades, because the physical Pleiades are in their place in outer space. But the spirit of the Pleiades, the energy of the Pleiades, the soul of the Pleiades is here, is working on Earth.
Ursa maior,
Great Bear and Little Bear, something else that we need very much, because these do what nothing else can do, which is to emanate to us the energy of all the forces of creation. So we think that we are creative. I don't know how this can be taught here on Earth. We are creative when the Great Bear and the Little Bear are inside our consciousness. Then creativity begins. The creativity of taking part in creation. So it is a level of consciousness. So it is a level of cosmic fulfillment that at this stage we have to seek to contact because we already have the elements. We already have the elements in our consciousness. And if this is in our consciousness, it is very simple to happen because it does not depend on us. It depends on these perfections. And since they are perfections, they are not going to refuse to attend us. In this sphere, the Earth is considered to be a planet that is meant to be a school for healing, a school for leaders. Imagine what a miracle. A planet that is sick and dying was meant to be the school for healing for the universe where it is situated. It is meant to be the school for healing, the school for healing. The Earth is meant to teach healing. See what a miracle we have before us. During the evolution of the Earth, many extraplanetary bases were installed here on Earth during its evolution. And these extraplanetary bases were installed here temporarily for varied lengths of time. But these interplanetary or extraplanetary bases are here to help the Earth in its evolution. A hierarchy was also instated on Earth, a hierarchy made up of extraplanetary beings and consciousnesses. So the earth lacks nothing. The earth has bases here. The earth has extraplanetary consciousnesses here. And the raw material from which the earth was formed, which is the same as our raw material, because we are the clay of the earth, according to the Bible. So the same raw material that makes up the earth and that makes up our physical bodies, this raw material must be in contact with these forces, with these energies, and with this intelligence that are extraplanetary, for this raw material to be able to be regenerated, for this raw material to be able to be transformed. As soon as this raw material begins to react positively to all these stimuli, the earth will begin to become more subtle. This is the destiny of the earth, the process of the earth. So certain strata of the intraterrestrial worlds that are already subtle will become even more subtle. And those strata will be on the surface. So the level of subtleness of the intraterrestrial world will become the level of subtleness of the world of the surface. And in this way, the intraterrestrial world will be able to become even more subtle. The intraterrestrial world will be even closer to this home, our point of arrival. And attunement with all of this is within our reach, even though we may be on earth, because the earth is awakening to this, and therefore it is stimulating all these beings here on earth and is taking them within its process. So in the same way that the earth is awakening, and here, this can be seen occurring through certain events. In us, we have the awakening of our monad. Because while our monad, as long as we as monads, as spirits, have not yet awakened to this, this cannot take place. This work with matter cannot happen. And the awakening of the monad in us is happening right now. The monadic awakening in this sense, because the monad has always been active, but our monad right now is awakening to these facts. So this is taking place in us, except that not on a conscious mental level. This is happening in the monad. It is happening in the monad. And at this time, it is necessary for us to form a bridge to this, for us to seek this consciousness of the monad that is within us. It does not depend on any instrumentality. The monadic consciousness is inside of us, and we have to turn to this consciousness, because this consciousness is now awakening to all of this. It is awakening to such an extent that we are able to hear about these things, because these things were never said before when the monad had not yet begun to awaken to them. Because we cannot beset a being, we cannot encroach on a being, we cannot give someone something that the person is not ready to receive. But since the monads are awakening, we would have to make an effort, we would have to become interested in these things, because our matter is very lethargic. Don't forget that we live along with butter. You know what butter is. We live along with butter. So just imagine how much work we have to do with this buttery matter, how hard we have to work with this matter for it to get interested in this process. This is how we can cooperate with our innermost level, because our innermost level is awakening to this. And all these elder brothers are radiating this, so much so that even though our innermost level is still awakening, here we have received this information directly. thanks to all these forces, thanks to this confluence of circumstances, to these circumstances that are really directed towards transforming this earth into a healing center and into a school for healing. Because many things in the universe are in need of healing. Many things in the cosmos need healing. Evil needs healing. There are worlds that are lower than the earth. The earth is not the most backward world. There are worlds that are lower than the earth. And the earth is going to be the school for healing. The earth is going to form all the healing consciousnesses, all those consciousnesses that are in the universe for healing, to heal. Everything is going to be developed here on earth. So our monadic awakening is important and very relevant today, and it is happening precisely in this race to which we belong. This could never have been applied in the former races, and the future races will already be working on much greater things than this. This is the work of this race. This is the work of this, our point of evolution. And for this to happen, we rely on this infinite space, which is not a void as we think it is, and as certain theories define. Certain theories define space as emptiness. Space is empty. I don't know what they're thinking about. This space contains all of this. In this space, there is not an iota of emptiness. This space is completely full. This space contains all the worlds. This space contains all that has been created. This space contains everything. Everything is in this space. All that is on inner levels is inside the space. Our sense of space is so elementary that we say, this space, this hall, don't we? Don't we call the hall a space? See what we do? This hall is together with Uranus, with Neptune, with Sirius, with Eryx, with Aurora. Everything is here. Everything is here. Space does not separate anything. Everything is in some point of space. You are in some point in space. You are in Sirius. If you see it from this perspective of space, not from the point of view of our consciousness, nor from the consciousness of Sirius, which is much greater than ours, but it does have its limits. Space has no limits. Space has no rules. Space has no measured time. Space has no regions in it. We are the ones who see these things because we are not looking at the whole of space. We do not understand space. We are not fully alive in space. Because as soon as we become fully alive in space, we will not be far or near or separated from anything. There will be no more you or me. There would be no more this or that. There would be no more this world and the other world. In space, there is none of this, do you see? Space is everything. We should begin to organize ourselves to perceive this consciousness of space. Because for us to be in space and not benefit from space, to be in space and be a part of space, but to go on thinking we are in this hall, this is the limit. Or to think that we are on this planet or in this solar system. These are levels of understanding space. Because space is everything. There is no separation in space. So all these things we have studied, and we are studying, are not far away. They are not distant. Don't pay attention to what the space agency says, that there are so many kilometers from here to Jupiter. I don't know how they calculate this, but there are people who do believe in them. But don't you worry about what the space agency says, because none of this is actual. There is a single life, which also includes the space agency. So the space agency is right here. Everything is here. There is nothing that is not here. All this will change us considerably. This will transform us considerably. And so then we will do justice to so much help that we receive. We will get away from this buttery earth. Stop being buttery to really become a different substance. Or to become space, which is no substance at all. Space is space. Space is there. It is everything. They say that space is God. A long time ago, when philosophers were concerned with these things, and when humanity needed these elements, these basic things, in Greece, these things were told in the form of myths. So there was the myth of Saturn, the myth of Scorpio. There was probably a myth of space as well, but I don't know if there was. But since space is everything, how can it be represented? There is nothing that is not space. So we have to have a different frame of reference for this reality that is so present, for this one and only reality. It is the only reality. And with space, everything takes on its own color, shape, its own pathway, but all within space. But what really exists is space. So this superterrestrial pathway is very much this, our understanding of space. Because if you understand space, and if you are consciously within space, you will see that all that is superterrestrial, all that seems to be so far away, you will see not only that it is close, but you will see that all this is you, and that you are all this, and we should ponder a little on space.